Welcome everyone to Joycast. I am your host, Joy in the Morning, and just excited about today again. It was a rough day today for me, but I pushed through. Thank you for all of you who prayed for me. I had to send out an SOS today because I kind of went through a rough morning this morning. And so anyway, we wanted to just continue to put something out today. And I have a special guest with me today. It's the first time that I've had somebody in my family. Okay. And today I have my little grandson, Stevie Sarna, with me. And he's here to talk about a missions trip that he went to in Mexico. But first of all, I want to share a little something how this came to be. And so I don't know about you, but I grew up being fearful of a lot of things. And mainly, I have a confession to make. I've always been fearful of mice. It started at a really young age. My mother actually was afraid of them, and it kind of transferred over to me. And so all my life, I've been terrified of mice. I hate them. And I kind of transferred it over to a few of my children also. And then this day came where I just didn't want to live in fear anymore because it was kind of taking over. It was basically mastering my life instead of me mastering it. And so a couple of weeks ago, when my little grandson got back from his missions trip, he started sharing a story that he's going to share with all of you today. And it's totally, I titled this episode, All Faith, No Fear. Because that's what it's about. And so this is my grandson, Steven. Thank you for coming.
Hey, so I'm Steven. And while we were in Mexico, we on a mission trip for DOFA, which is an orphanage down in Baja. Great place. But anyway, we'd been working for 2 or 3 days, and we finally decided we were going to take a rest day to go to the beach. And, okay, so.
First of all, I have to interrupt you. Yeah. Tell them how old you are.
I'm 13, by the way. So I'm 13 as of like a couple months ago. But so anyway, we were at the beach and we were having fun. We were like playing beach football, you know. We were just like, I was trying to tan myself, which didn't work, obviously. But basically, we saw this guy flying in like this
homemade contraption.
Just a thing, yeah. I wouldn't describe it as a plane, necessarily. I would put it more as like a...
It's a contraption.
It's like a hang glider on steroids, is what I'd call it. But, and so basically, my dad decided that he would pay the guy $50 to send me up. So, yeah, we signed a death waiver, put me on the plane, and hang glider, and tell you what my protection was. It was a bicycle helmet. It wasn't a special souped up helmet. I didn't get a suit or anything. I got, you can probably buy it at Target, to be honest with you. It's, yeah, but anyway, so I got it and, you know, being brave is not being not scared of something. It's being scared of something in doing it because you know you can. And so
I want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Because when we were talking, first of all, I could not believe that he went on this contraption over Baja, over the water, over the ocean. I just want to say that if his mother was there, I don't think it would have taken place.
I saw it.
But he told everybody, don't tell my mom. And so when he got back and he shared his trip with me to the orphanage, to Mexico on their missions trip, he told me that one day he just said that he didn't want to be fearful of anything either.
So I'll tell you how that went. Yeah, it was so the day before, I was with my friend, one of my best friends at Six Flags, and I chickened out of a couple of roller coasters. I'll admit it. I was terrified of these things. And it was not, to be honest. Those things get scary. But basically, I was dead asleep, and then I literally just woke up. Just in the middle of the gym, I just, boom, I was awake. And I was sweating, and I was like... And I told myself, and I decided... It just, a thought occurred to me. I was like, why am I scared of that? I was like, this is holding me back. This is frustrating me. This is holding my friends back, which is not okay. And so I decided that I was just done. I was done being scared of that at all. I was done being scared of anything altogether. So the following day, my dad, who is awesome, I talked to him and he told me he'd take me to Six Flags again the next day. Wow. And I got the same friend up and he's like one of the coolest people I know. So he was up for it. We went. And that day we rode every ride in the park. Yeah, and it was absolutely awesome. It was just best time of my life. But while I was in Mexico, this thought reoccurred to me. It was, I thought, you know, I'm done being scared. And one thing that I always try to remember is if you die, in this slim chance you die, you go to heaven. And that's the worst that can happen. If we're Christians, we have faith. We don't have fear. Because there's nothing that is, that'll truly kill you. So I decided, you know what, why not? So I went up on it and was like, you know, I'll admit I was scared. But like I said, being brave is not being not scared of something. It is being scared and doing it. My mom always tells me that. But I went up. Just, and you know, with, you had the wind in your face and just forgot about everything going on down there and everything going on just everywhere in the world. And you were just there and your mind was there too.
Right.
And you just saw it.
You told me that you prayed though.
I did pray. It is true. I saw a shark and I said, you know what? If I'm going to crash, I'll crash. Just don't let me crash here. I'll crash in the mountains, on the beach, but not in the sea with the shark. I was like, that's not happening. So I prayed, and yeah, God came through for me. Of course, I didn't crash, luckily.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. We came down on the beach with a bit of a bump, and that was that. And, you know, I didn't die. And if I died, I would have went to heaven. So, you know, when you look at that, there's no need to be afraid today. Because... fear is essentially Satan. Satan is essentially fear. And Satan has no power, hence fear has no power over me. So that tells you, you know, Satan's not controlling your life and fear's not. Because if you let fear win, you let Satan win. So you're just...
It's bondage, basically.
Yeah, so it's bondage. It's invisible chains. And ultimately, I decided... You know, at one point, you got to break free. You got to snap the chains because the key's right in front of you all along. And it's right in front of you since the day you're born. And you're in those chains since the day you're born. And, you know, you just got to choose to unlock them.
Yeah. Well, for me, I was thinking about your whole trip going into, you know, Mexico. I personally wouldn't do it because of fear. And I wanted to do a missions trip. And every time I think about going into Mexico, I just can't do it. There's something, the chains that keep me from going. And when I heard that you were going on a missions trip at your age, going into the orphanage, like in some of the worst places, I was like, wow, I want to have that faith. I think I'm pretty, most things I'm not really fearful, except of mice. Remember, I'm afraid of mice.
I'm scared of those too.
But to go and do the work for the Lord and go into places, like you said, even being scared, but you still do them is like so amazing to me. And the thing that I really admired about you is that you took that missions trip and you did it because it was for the kingdom, it was kingdom work. And from beginning to end, it was all faith for you, not being afraid. A lot of kids would say, like, I'm not going there. I'm not going into Mexico. I'm not going to ride a bus that far. people will not go simply because of fear.
Yeah.
And so again, you know, I really wanted that morning that we had the conversation and you told me, you know, what it was like. I was just really blown away. And there are so many people today that live their lives completely in fear to do, you know, just so many different things. And when I tell you this aircraft, I'm going to be posting pictures and I'm going to post the video of him actually getting up in the air. This aircraft experiment, whatever it is that the gentleman built, I don't think I could get on it.
I'll tell you.
I don't think I could get on it. But you're going to see for yourself.
It was. You know,
complete faith.
I'll tell you, I don't understand how that thing flies. I'm no scientist. But science is not my strong suit. But I'll tell you, none of that makes sense to me. How it was in the air. And I think the only thing holding that together was God. The only thing making it fly was God. Because I don't see how that would fly by itself. I'm like, you know, yeah. And yeah, and that's all I can say about it. It was,
amen.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, still, if God's keeping it together, it's...
Well, it's a miracle to me.
Then it's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, and if God's keeping something together, then it's going to stay together. It's... There's a song. I don't know who it's by. But it says... If something like, if God builds a house, nobody can tear it down because God built it. And so if God builds you or even the aircraft, neither you nor anything are going to fall down. That is built on a foundation of God because that is a strong, invincible foundation that cannot be torn down by
anyone,
by anything, right. Anyone. Anywhere.
Yeah. So have you been back to Six Flags?
Since Mexico? No, I have not, but I might be going soon. But I will be going a lot in the summer, but I have not. But no, as of that day, I have ridden every ride in Six Flags and
wow.
Have not chickened out of a ride since.
Wow.
Yeah. I did go to Disneyland, though, and you know Matterhorn is... Mm-hmm. Okay, so when I was little, I had a horrible phobia of Yetis. Like, you might know, but people wouldn't be able to say the word around me or even mention anything close to it. But, so of course, Matterhorn, which is a ride about a Yeti, was my worst nightmare. So, I'll admit it, I'm 13. I went a couple months ago and I nearly walked off, but because I was like, I can't do this, but you know, same thing, faith, not fear. And at the end of the day, it's a Disney ride. They test it. And even in the rare event you do die, you'll go to heaven. So,
period. Right. So when you finally, you know, when you finally went that day to Six Flags and you said that you rode literally every ride, how did it feel?
You know, I told you guys about the chains and things like that. It was grabbing the key and it was unlocking the chains and freeing yourself. It was being free. It felt free. It just felt like there was nothing really holding you back.
Yes.
At any other point. That's how it feels doing anything like that, you know?
Yes.
Conquer. And you know, my dad always used to tell me, when you do something that you're scared of, never once will you ever regret it. And that's true. I have never regretted doing something like that. It's absolutely true. Yeah.
So amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing. Like I said, some people live their whole life in fear and with anxiety and, you know, not being free, not experiencing that freedom like you have. And it makes me so excited for you because... You're so young and you experience this at this time in your life that you have your whole life that you're going to be doing. I know you.
Yeah.
I know that you're going to be doing things. he's planning on going into the Air Force.
Yeah.
And we know that's going to be a whole,
that'll be, you know, whole level
experience. Exactly. A whole level of faith.
Yeah. That will be, you know, that is the best way you can put it. I didn't think that. Yeah. It is an absolute whole new level of bravery, but at the same time, with bravery and courage comes faith first and foremost.
Yeah.
And that is, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Well, I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
Super proud of you. And let me see. Kavon, have you any questions?
I did, and I lost them. But.
Yeah. Well, my hope is that somebody watching this today, that they can just be free. I mean, there's nothing like freedom. We all know that there's nothing like being free and just putting those fears away and really living life to the fullest is what it comes down to, because there's so many things that require faith every day. Our everyday life requires faith, whether you're a parent or on your job or an athlete, whatever it is, it requires faith. And so if there's somebody out there that you've been holding back, like he said, not doing those things that you so want, that you want to do simply because you're afraid, I hope that this message, I hope hearing his testimony will help you and go do something that you've been fearful of. And like for me, I have to do that now. And what it would take for me to break the fear that I have for mice is it would take me literally to go to the pet store and open that cage and hold a mouse or a rat. But I don't want anything to ever master me. I don't want anything to, I don't want to be fearful of anything. And when you stop to think, I stop to think, like a mouse, really? Come on, a little tiny mouse. But I don't like them dead or alive. And so hearing you going to ride all those rides, it's going to take me to break that fear.
Yeah.
And hold a little mousey.
Hold a little, yeah, like why it. Not? Yeah, you know that. Yeah. But, you know, what do you call it? If I could say one thing to all of you, I would say one thing you could do to live life to its fullest is absolutely just forget fear. I mean, I remember, you know, in a time in my life where I was afraid of a lot of stuff, and not to say I'm not now. I mean, I'd say I'm pretty brave, but I'm not fearless, but I would say being afraid, it makes me feel like I'm in a prison cell, or I'm in a can, and you know, you will never feel more alive than just being free to do whatever you want. Now, that is ultimately what courage is. That is leaving behind fear, which is the only thing that will truly bound you, is fear. And you know, there's people who are afraid of stuff that choose not to admit it, and that's okay. But you know, you, at some point, you'll have to come out of the prison cell. You know, you'll have to come out of the canyon. Just, you know, if you, yeah, and you'll just, I just felt free, you know.
Just, well, sometimes I look at those things as like giants in our life.
Just giants.
They're giants, and at some point, to really truly be free and live in faith, a faith life, is facing those giants. And sometimes it's easier to just like push them aside, not think about it, not deal with it, than to actually, like you said, have the courage to stand up to those things and be truly free. Absolutely. And so thank you for that, grandson.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I was reminded that God did not give us the spirit of fear.
Yay.
But he gave us love, power, and the sound mind. Which means if you hold on to that there, you can do anything.
Yes.
Nothing you cannot do.
Absolutely.
That is amazing. But that's the message. That's why this message was important, because I can think of 10 people right now who just are fearful.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so important for me to hear it from you. I wanted them to hear it from you.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy and I'm so proud of you. And thank you for being my special guest.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, this is, yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we leave?
I believe that would be all. Yeah, I'm all good. I'm all good.
Don't forget, comment.
Yes, if you have anything that you would like to discuss, talk about, topics, any of that, leave them in the comments. And you can always reach out to me. Anything else? Come on. He's my backup guy. He thinks for me too when I can. But anyway, it's kind of short. It's kind of sweet. We'll come back next week and have something special again. And if you're tuning in, I just want to say thank you. Subscribe. We need listeners, followers, and just appreciate your time. And again, this is Joy. Take care.